Hey there. It's been another hot minute trying to get back into real life in the stride of things. It's been over a week since coming back from retreat, but I still feel like I'm taking missteps, slowly and surely coming back to the regular. But I stopped and attempted to do another recording yesterday or whatever like that, but just didn't feel like I had much to talk about. Today, though, I'm kind of excited. I should always remember to go back to my Facebook memories for a prompt of some kind, because oftentimes yields really awesome results. Things that I might have shared in the past but have otherwise left on Facebook. Anyway, before I get too sidetracked here, the point of that statement is because I was reminded last night that it's about this time of year that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio, announces their nominees for their next induction ceremony of rock and rollers. Now, to kind of pan back a little bit, I've been following the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions for 2 or 3 years now, and I don't know why. Suddenly, it's just become very interesting to me. I guess it's because overall, I have also made a casual effort to watch more music documentaries, and not a big spectrum. Like I said, my focus tends to be on what pop culture considers classic rock. And I state it that way very specifically because if you ask anybody around, they've got a different opinion as to what classic rock really is, and some are well educated and some are not. When I say how pop culture frames classic rock, it's more accurate to what actually happens at a place like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is quote unquote democratic. I mean, it's not really, it's very heavily sponsored by certain brands, and this is a point of contention amongst the actual musical community, the actual rock and roller. There's a lot of people that flip a big finger at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because it doesn't accurately represent their fandom or their work. And that's something that's been going on for years now. There are a number of legit rock and rollers that don't want to have anything to do with that process. It's, in my mind, and me not being a musician at all, being completely coming from a fan point of view, the only fair way to really give honor to, say, a musician that found some success and became an influential, an influence to culture in general, rock and roll in general, would be to hand out recognition across the board, anywhere for anybody. But that's the sticky wicket, right? There's got to be a metric somewhere. There's got to be a line that says, yes, these people had an impact, and we measure it by X. What is X, right? For the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and for a lot of pop culture in general, it's sales, both album sales and business, otherwise, some sort of business metric. It very rarely ever is fan passion, because how do you measure that? You can't pull everybody all the time. It, for whatever reason, is a moving target. That might seem like it has duh moments, like, pick any one band and ask around, and, of course they should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Getting off track. It's difficult, and I appreciate the difficulty of it. A lot of other people would say it's not that difficult after 25 years. If you have any kind of fandom, you should have some sort of honors. Well, again, if that were just something that floated around to different communities in different places, it would probably be easier in theory on paper to execute. But because it's, a place that's declared themselves the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and it's backed by a board, and it's backed by members, and it's got all this other stuff around it, they get the one, it's their honors to give, and it's the one that they call the shots. If anything, the fallacy at that point is in that they are just self-appointed in that way. Like, the real Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is the masses. It's the infinite recognition by all of us about who is classic and who is whatever. That's the true Hall of Fame. It's in our hearts, right? That being said, you can't, you know, it'd be very difficult to just do it that way. Anyway, I'm just highlighting the problematic points there. The fact is, there's a place that does gather once a year and has a, you know, a museum dedicated to recognizing these things, and it's very controversial how you get in it. Very fascinating for me to watch. Very fascinating for me to kind of track. And the last three or four years, I have gotten really excited come this time of year when they announce the list of who they're intending on inducting this next year. It started on Facebook when I realized that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame had a Facebook presence. It became very easy to track them. Their website, I track that as well. So anytime now, SiriusXM is a partner with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, both on site, they have a studio there, and on their channels where Rock and Roll Hall of Fame stuff is broadcast. So that's kind of where I go to get my news. The other outlets, you know, Billboard, we'll obviously talk about it. I'm putting my phone down so that I can use both hands here. Billboard will talk about it. Rolling Stone will talk about it. You know, all the other publications will talk about this news. And I just want to kind of recap what happened last year and talk about, kind of seed what's supposed to happen or what may happen this year. Last year was, every year is kind of controversial. Last year was the first time they inducted a female a second time. Stevie Nicks got her own induction after being inducted with Fleetwood Mac some years back. Call it what you will, worthy, not worthy. One of the conversations that kind of spun out around that was why her a second time and not someone else, some other female artist who hasn't been inducted yet. Can't really address that because I'm not part of the board, B, I'm not a member, you know, that's just kind of the way it went down. The other thing that's kind of been hanging over, the Rock Hall in the last few years is, the lack of diversity at the induction ceremonies. It tends to be white rockers. Shrug. You know, there's no defending it. It's just the facts. Happens to have just been, for a number of years, not very many diverse acts. Something else that happened was that one of the other artists that was inducted last year was Janet Jackson. Great female representation. Great person of color representation. But, like, the only one, you know? In both regards. This year, what's been kind of happening, at least in when I've been watching, like, Cleveland.com, their blog, which is a city blog, or I think it's a city blog. Anyway, because the Rock Hall is in Cleveland, they tend to follow the Rock Hall news very closely. And I'm not going to be able to quote names, but the current either vice president or curator or something of the hall has been on record saying they're working on their diversity spectrum for inductions. So one of the things that could very well happen this year is that we'll have less white rockers and a more diverse selection of both gender and ethnicity and all this, you know, color, everything in the list. I was expecting to see a list by now. It's midweek in the spectrum of the calendar. They usually have some midweek announcements so that the news has time to get out. I don't know that they want to announce on the weekend for fear of falling off of people's radars. People are less likely to read the news on a weekend. So any time now, we should get something to be said. Things I'd like to see happen this year. Of course, like I said, they nominate a list, and it's a larger, or they nominate a big list. It's usually 10 to 12 names. And then they have an internal vote amongst their board and their membership. They're paid members of their of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They have a ballot there, but then they also have it's kind of like regular American elections. They have a popular vote that they put out to the world, and I think they do that for publicity. I don't know that it actually weighs very heavily on the actual deciding of who gets inducted. That said, in the time that I've been watching, the cream floats to the top in terms of the popular vote, and it tends to be that the world gets the list right, and those names do end up becoming inducted. For example, let me see if I can just pull it up here while I'm looking at it here. I'm pulling up the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame website. I'm going to the inductees tab. There's the list of inductees for last year. Okay. Here was last year's list of inductees. These people that have been honored by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm just going to list them really quickly. Last year, The Cure, Def Leppard, Janet Jackson, Stevie Nicks, Radiohead, Roxy Music, and The Zombies. Those were the people that actually got honored at the ceremony. The list from last year, if I can get into my Facebook moments, was a lot longer. The list included Devo, John Prine, Kraftwerk, LL Cool J, MC5, Rage Against the Machine, Todd Rundgren, Rufus, and Chaka Khan. Those other names were on a larger ballot for the public facing and didn't, for whatever reason, get as many votes. And the way they run their ballot is you're allowed to, I think, up to five votes or five nominees. You're allowed to submit up to five nominee votes, one per nominee, but only five, daily, up until the cutoff time, whenever that is. So, essentially, you get five votes a day, but it's only one vote per nominee. And then it, you know, and they keep a running tally right on the website, so you can see who comes out on top. Like, Def Leppard, like, led the popular fan vote last year by, like, a large margin. And Stevie Nicks did as well. But the problem is, or at least a problem is, that the list itself is only so long, and it leaves off, for whatever reason, a bunch of people that weren't even nominated. Like, it was a big outcry around the fact that Pat Benatar has yet to be nominated. And it's time, right? And people would argue it's way over time for not just Pat Benatar, but a bunch of other lists. As a matter of fact, one musician 2 or 3 years ago who was nominated and eventually, I'm trying to remember who it was. I can't think of it off the top of my head right now. You know, accepted their honor, but to the honor ceremony, wore a T-shirt of all a list of names, like shirt wide, of all of the artists who deserve to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and have never been nominated. Like, that's how passionate people get about the controversy of this body, this recognition body. I'm not using my words very correctly, but you get what I'm trying to say. Because we're talking about music, because we're talking about passions, of course there's going to be somebody who looks at this and says, and gets outraged. Again, if it were easier to give out proper recognition at the level that everybody else would seem to measure, everybody would get their honors, and it may or may not actually mean as much. Fine, people that don't want to participate, respect. You know what, when you say thank you but no thank you, or something a little bit more harsh, okay, fine. I don't know that they've ever inducted anybody who didn't want to be inducted. You know what I mean? Like they tend to honor that, however that message is conveyed, you know, politely or not politely. I don't think they've ever done that. all they can do is come back and revisit names and maybe propose new names every year until somebody gets inducted. For example, I told you earlier on the list, the Zombies were nominated last year. And I promise you, you know music by the Zombies. If you've never heard the name, you know them. They are early. I don't even know what was called rock and roll back then, but they certainly fall in the realm of rock and roll from the 50s, or 60s, rather. Yes, you know their work. They were nominated 5 times before they actually got inducted. So it is possible to get inducted, but not necessarily get inducted the same time you were initially proposed. Like, again, the popular vote might play in. I don't think it does, but it might. The membership and the executive branches of this body have far more to do with who gets to be honored and recognized. So it'll be interesting to see what the 2020 list is going to be. And like I said, it should come out anytime. And I will be covering that news on my Quantum Zen Facebook page and possibly blog, depending on how controversial it gets. There's a lot of different angles to kind of see every year about things that go around. The other thing that comes up, especially for like a lot of rock and rollers, and the reasons why they you know, whether it's deserved or not, the opinion about it, I know one thing that happens is that you get this opportunity to be acknowledged, but the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame doesn't really, like, they don't pay for anything for an artist that has been nominated. When you get nominated, they're just announcing, hey, we might be giving you this award. And if you are chosen, the ceremony is going to be over here. So make sure to make time. So, like, they don't offer up, you know, hey, we'll fly you out, or hey, we'll put you in a hotel, or, you know, and on more than one occasion, it's become public that they actually charge the honoree a ticket for the event. Like, you got to pay to show up. You have to pay the table fee. So, like, people accuse the Rock Hall, you know, for money grubbing. You know, basically, it's promotions for their sponsors, using artists that already get underpaid to promote their event and to make money for themselves. You know, that's the big argument. I not being an artist, I get that. You know, okay, hey, you really want to honor me? Fly me out. You know, prop me up. You know, I did all this hard work. I sold all these albums and made millions for all these other people. You know, looking for not just a little recognition, but also a little bit of, you know, pampering. I get it. Then there's other rock and rollers who've been around just as long, and they get the PR game of the business, and they know, kind of like the Hollywood Walk of Fame, they know they have to buy that star. Like, somebody's not just gonna hand it to them. Like, they may get a fan group around them. Like, for example, I'm diverting, but you'll understand the parallel here. Recently, within the last year, Weird Al Yankovic got a star on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Weird Al Yankovic arguably deserves a star on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They've been trying to get Weird Al Yankovic on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for 20 years. He wasn't going to buy it because he doesn't really, you know, he appreciates the honor, but he didn't really care whether or not one way or the other. The people that cared whether he was on the Hollywood Walk of Fame were his fans. And his fans had campaign after campaign drumming up the money that it takes to schedule the time, actually, you know, pay the Chamber of Commerce in Hollywood to arrange for the event and to buy the star and to make the space and to do the construction. All the overhead costs doesn't just fall out of the sky because you've sold so many records. Somebody's got to organize it. And it's not going to be the record company unless they've got something to promote. You know, it's not going to be, it's going to take a force, some kind of force from some direction. And that's the same way it is with the PR game of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If you've been in the record business for a number of years, and you see the value of being promoted, and, you know, maybe you've got a tour coming up, and you want to have, you know, which is literally what happened with Stevie Nicks. I'm not saying that she paid to be on there, but Fleetwood Mac had a very controversial reunion just before she got inducted last year. Coincidence? Question mark? Don't know. You know, I'm not even alleging anything there. It's just the sequence of events that happens. They announced the tour. Then the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced their nominees. She was on the list. She accepted. She got the opening act and the show. And then she got her award and then started a worldwide tour with Fleetwood Mac. Just kind of convenient the way that timing all kind of occurred. So it is a sticky wicket. It is, you know, on the surface, you know, potentially just this honors thing, but it has all this other business stuff kind of attached to it. Very interesting to watch, very interesting to kind of see, and I'm kind of there for it. Wow, I went 21 minutes talking about this. I really didn't expect, but I did kind of want to cover the gamut. And I know I haven't even scratched the surface of this iceberg. It is fluff. In one aspect, it is fluff to its dictionary definition. Like, this stuff doesn't really change the world, right? Like, honoring musicians for their contributions to culture and society, certainly. Like, when you start talking about it in that language, it does feel like it carries a certain gravitas. But we're not curing cancer here, people. We're not solving third world problems, you know. This is potentially privileged music fans trying to sate the opinions of privileged music creators and music industry folk, you know. So, again, it's pop culture at its core, and I'm kind of there for it because it's interesting to talk about. I just find talking about where music has gone in the last 25 years. That's what it takes to become qualified to even be nominated. You have to have been in the record industry producing a sound from 25 years ago. Like, for example, there's only just some bands from, well, let's do the math. It's 2019 now. This is the class of 2020 we're talking about. So essentially, you had to have been a band making records from 2095 at the very earliest at this point. And then everything before that are all qualified to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Anybody that came into their own in the late 90s, you're not there yet. You got to wait a few more years. So we're wrapping up in the next couple years. We're wrapping up the last of classic rock, or just rock and roll, which, by the way, is another aspect. God, I'm really going on about this. Is that at this particular time, We're inducting hip hop groups into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We're inducting, alt rock, progressive rock, popular rock, heavy metal. I'm just kind of looking down the list here. Solo acts, you know, I don't have the full list of inductees in front of me, but it's not, it's called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but it really is more than that in terms of music genre, which is another point of contention. Like, some people might ask, where is the Hip Hop Hall of Fame? Why doesn't it have its own body where people are more interested in propping that up? Do we segregate like that? I use the word very lightly in terms of that, but, you know, do you categorize that way? Different genres of music, and, you know, who's got the overhead to do that? I think, in general, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, is it mislabeled? Perhaps. Because it's not just the rock and roll genre, which can be very specific to very many people. It is more about popular music in the later half of the 20th century. You know, are you splitting hairs when you point that out? Maybe. But I think it's valuable to acknowledge popular music influence in an umbrella than to let it slip to the side, unrecognized at all. I think you have to make an effort to acknowledge many genres, many people, because it all flows together. It all influences each other. Ask music artists who influences them, and be surprised where their influences kind of come from. So you can't just say, no, this is about, you know, electric guitars and three-piece bands and blah, blah, blah. No, you have to have a wider scope than that. So it's called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It probably should be the Pop Music Hall of Fame. I feel like that's a more more accurate category for what they kind of cover. Honestly, because, you know, again, ask around who hasn't been inducted. Very rarely are they as financially popular, but no less influential to the musicians that end up becoming inductees to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Not everybody's going to get in. And not everybody's going to get in because the metrics aren't meant to get everybody in. The metrics are meant to really promote the Rock Hall. And it is what it is. You know, nobody's going to fix it to where everybody's happy. For certain. For sure. Wow, I've gone 30 minutes on this. Clearly I'm passionate about this category. I'm going to have to pull my reins in and wrap it up and save some for later. So if you hung out with me for this entire thing that I try to kind of zen-splain to you, I appreciate you. If you've got an opinion about it at all, please leave a comment. I'd be happy to read it out and you know, give it some time. There's more coming. All right, I know I did 30 minutes here. I doubt I'll do another 30 minutes, although don't dare me. When the list comes out, I'm going to go over it. I'll probably have a lot more posts go up on, again, my Quantum Zen page. And I might even share out links to some headlines that pop up along the way. So get ready for that. Thank you for hanging in there. And let me know what you think, okay? We'll talk again real soon. Take care now. Bye.